London. The British government announced on Friday that it will implement a mandatory digital identity, ID, scheme for citizens and residents starting new jobs, aimed at cracking down on illegal work and strengthening border security. Prime Minister Keir Starmer said the scheme would make it tougher to work illegally in this country, making our borders more secure, framing it as part of the government's wider efforts to address illegal immigration. The move comes amid rising political pressure to stop migrants from crossing the English Channel in small boats from France. The proposal drew immediate criticism from political opponents. Northern Ireland leaders also voiced objections. First Minister Michelle O'Neill, head of Sinn Féin in Northern Ireland, described the scheme as ludicrous and ill thought out, noting concerns over the region's complex identity dynamics, where many residents hold Irish passports. The government said the digital ID will be stored on mobile phones and will become a mandatory part of employer verification checks by the end of the current parliamentary term. Over time, the ID could be extended to access other public services, including childcare, welfare, and tax records. Britain plans to incorporate lessons from existing digital ID programs in countries like Estonia, Denmark, Australia, and India. Identity cards are already common across much of Europe, including France, Greece, Italy, and Spain. Polling suggests public support for the scheme. A July Ipsos survey found that 57% of Britons backed a national identity card system, citing convenience as the main benefit. However, nearly 30% expressed concerns about personal data misuse, including fears that information could be sold to private companies or exposed in security breaches. This is not the first attempt by Labour to introduce identity cards. A previous plan in the 2000s was abandoned due to concerns over civil liberties. Identity cards were abolished in the UK after World War II, with citizens relying on documents like passports and driving licenses to verify identity. The government also faces skepticism over its ability to deliver large-scale IT projects efficiently. Past initiatives, such as the multi-billion pound effort to digitize health records launched in 2002, largely failed to meet objectives on time and within budget. The mandatory digital ID proposal represents a high-profile, politically charged effort to modernize identity verification in the UK while tackling illegal work.